The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. On the podcast today, we have a guest who is an entrepreneur and a CEO who's made it big in the fleet and logistics industry. He's the founder of Afrirent Holdings and is now executive chair of the group, which invests and operates in several industries. His name is Senzo Tsabetse. He's a property podcast, so naturally one of those sectors that he's involved in is real estate and also the tourism and hotel side of things. You may be seeing the Afrirent brand more often now in the media and in other spaces, considering its expansion into property and other sectors. Senzo is on the show to tell us more about the property play, as it were. Welcome to the Property Pod, Senzo.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
As mentioned in the intro, you established yourself as a major player in the fleet and logistics sector. But why property now? How long has this side of the business been going? And is it the natural next step in the expansion of the broader holding company?
It's not a new investment per se. We've been looking for strategic properties for the past 6 years. That's when we started with Indalo Hotels. So our view was always to try and see if we can find strategic properties that we can then buy and lease them to our hotel management company to then run them as hotels. So we've been looking, and in the process we bought the old Hans Marensky resort in Palaburo, and obviously it was bought by Afrirent Holdings, and then we then leased it to Indalo Hotels, and we are busy renovating it to open next year for our hotel operations.
Talking investment, we'll get into the Indalo side of the business a little bit later. But talking investments, the big news out recently was Afrirent's name coming up in terms of winning a tender to lease a prime site at the Cape Town International Convention Center or within that precinct from the city of Cape Town. Is it likely to be your biggest property investment yet? Because the city expects around R1 billion worth of investment there. What's your big plans on that site?
Yes, it is our biggest investment yet in the property space. I mean, this development will occupy most of our time in the coming months and years because it is a R1.3 billion investment. It is a mixed use. We're looking at putting up a 240 hotel rooms and apartments and retail. And the city of Cape Town, they've made it clear to us that they want nothing less than a 6-star hotel in that site. So we'll be putting up a 6-star hotel. And really, we are excited about it. We're looking at that. It's a project of about, it's going to take us another 5 years. As you will know, we still have to go through the EIAs and all that. But again, we're still waiting for this thing to be approved by council. So we're hoping that it will be signed off or approved by council on the 5th of December, and then we'll be good to go.
Well, I know it's long term, but it's quite an exciting project, and it's understandable that they want 6-star considering the Western is already in that precinct. Yeah, it would be interesting to hear once the plan starts hitting the drawing boards and that sort of thing. So very exciting there. Now, Afrirent Holdings owns Indalo Hotels and Leisure, from what I understand. It's a relatively new player. I know you said you've been in the property game for over half a decade, but tell us more about this property-linked company, because from your site, I see there's a few hotels under its brand, some of them managed by the likes of Marriott.
Yes, we've been trying to build this business. It was a strategy to try and, you know, diversify because, yes, our core has been the logistic and fleet business. But For me, my background has always been in the hospitality. I've worked as a waiter when I was younger. I've worked as restaurant manager. So I've always had a love for hotels. So we run the Fountains Hotel in Cape Town. We've just bought the Protea Hotel in Mafikeng. As I'd mentioned, we bought the Hans Marinski in Palaburwa, where it's a hotel, a golf course, spa, and other activities. So we've got few things on the pipeline. I'm not sure also if you're aware that we've also got the site next to the Cape Town Stadium where there's a development coming. The developer, that is Dev Mark, who are going to build apartments, a medical center. We have made a deal with them where we're taking over the hotel portion right next to the Cape Town Stadium. So that's part of our projects that are on the pipeline that we expect to start construction next year in June. Again, that structure is almost similar to what we have now, where Dev Mark have a lease with the city of Cape Town, which is 99 years. And they are doing that development, but we are going to run that hotel. So we've got a few things that are on the pipeline under Indalo. We are actively looking for opportunities, you know, to try and grow this business. We have a concession with the South African National Parks inside the Kruger National Park to build a 110-bed hotel. So we are new because we're not as big as the other players, but there's been a lot of work that has been taking place behind the scenes.
Well, you can hear that the Kruger one is particularly exciting, you know, even from a transformation perspective, considering how expensive it can be to travel to the Kruger, especially in the game lodges sector, as it were. But moving away, we'll get back to hotels in a sec. But before you go into targets and the vision of Indalo and the property side of your business over the next 5 to 10 years, you can share a little bit of that. But is it pretty much linked to hotel sector, or do you invest in other sides of the property industry?
We do invest in other side of property. We've got quite a few residentials. Properties that we have between Cape Town and Johannesburg and in Mpumalanga, Nelspruit to be precise. And lately we have started looking at some retail properties, some shopping malls. We are still, you know, at an early stage to say what type of shopping centers are we looking at. Are we considering, you know, the secondary cities, places like Nelspruit or Bloemfontein and those areas? So we have made a call to really look at investing aggressively towards the property space and try and grow our property portfolio.
Senzo, this is an additional question, as it were, but where are you from? I see your company is based out of Centurion, but just a little bit of history of yourself. It's interesting you say you were a waiter at one stage, now you're owning some of your own hotels.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I'm from Mpumalanga, from a family of eight, six boys and two girls. My father was a mine worker, and I left home when I finished matric in 94, and I ran away, actually, because I didn't want to work at the mines. My father was working at the mine, so those days, you know, it was easy to get a job at the mine. So I was always traumatized, you know, about the thought of a mine collapsing with you underground. So I ran away to Nelspruit. And funny enough, I stayed on the street for 5 days while looking for a job. And my first job that I got was as a kitchen cleaner, washing dishes, and I've got promoted to be a waiter. So I'm from Mpumalanga, and my first employment was as a waiter. So I am a Mpumalanga guy. Born and raised there, and came to Johannesburg 16 years ago when the company, you know, was really growing, and we realized that running it from Mpumalanga, Nelspruit to be precise, was not practical anymore.
Well, it makes sense why you also investing in the Kruger. I'm sure it's close to your heart, considering it's a large part of the Mpumalanga province. Thanks for that. It's very interesting. Some of the best entrepreneur stories come from people who started at the bottom and become so successful. Talking about hotels again, you know, you are dealing with some major players. You talked about Marriott. What can we expect from a national presence over time from the group? Are you pretty much looking at Cape Town? I know the group at one stage was looking in Johannesburg as well.
Yes, we are looking at different locations throughout the country. We will be announcing, I think, next week, a hotel that we are concluding between today and Monday in Umhlanga. So that's going to give us our first presence in the KZN area. We definitely going to be announcing something also in Bloemfontein. We are looking strategically in areas around Gauteng. We're looking for something around Pretoria, you know, in the mainland area. Personally, we think Sandton might have oversupply of hotels, but we think there's an opportunity around the Rosebank area there. So we are looking, you know, for opportunities to grow the business and the numbers of our hotels throughout the country. But it's always difficult to find the right locations. You know, it's because a hotel, it's a hotel, but it has to be in the right location. So we are looking throughout the country. Look, I think it is exciting times, on our side. One, because, you know, the hospitality industry took a serious knock, you know, during the COVID. But it's very exciting to see that the numbers are back. Actually, you know, occupancy now exceed pre-COVID numbers. You know, so there's just so much happening in that space, because that was one industry that was affected very hard during the pandemic. So it's very exciting to see that, you know, tourism is back to normal. And that for us, you know, it is a big plus. As a company, we're excited about, you know, the opportunities. And, you know, for us, the ICC project that is coming, it is very exciting, because that project is going to create about 500 permanent jobs. And we look at the bookings that the ICC has on events that are coming. They are booked up to 2035. You know, for events around that area. So for us, that is very exciting that we've made a good strategic investment on that side. But it just tells you the demand, you know, of good accommodation around the country. But right now, Cape Town, I think the plans that the government has, we met with the MMC for Economic Development, Mr. James Force, and when he was talking about the plans of, you know, Cape Town looking at bringing about 25 international flights a day next year, you know, in the Western Cape. That just tells you where the country is going. So, yeah, we're thinking it's the right time to invest, you know, in properties and obvious hotels, although there's still not a lot of funding opportunities, you know, or funding partners that are excited about hotels, because I think some of the financial institutions got banned during the World Cup. But, you know, we're slowly seeing, you know, some of them showing interest in financing hospitality properties. I just also want to say that we are also very grateful to the city of Cape Town, you know, on how they handle their business, the fairness. You know, it's one thing to bid for a site. I mean, it's a bidding process. But once you have won the site, that's where the negotiations start. You know, it's not like you win a bid on auction and then you own the site. And I mean, I must say they've been negotiating fairly. You know, we've been really impressed with how they run their business. You know, the love that they have for creating jobs around Cape Town. So I must really give it to them, you know, and I think a lot of the metros around South Africa can learn a thing or two from the city of Cape Town.
Senzo, much appreciated for your time on the podcast today. That was Senzo Tsabetse, founder and executive chair of AfriRent Holdings.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.